Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything to fill the void. And when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed? Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything to fill the void. And when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed?
Yeah. That reminds me, I ordered some of those wiffle ball baseball cards. Where the fuck are my cards?
Hey, if you would have ordered a voodoo shirt, I guarantee you'd have your shirt.
Wow. Voodoo shirt.
Where's Fog?
I don't know.
Fogman.
Fogman.
You guys normally on time. Hate to see it.
Wow. I'm profesh.
Oh, here he comes.
There you go.
Wow. Wow. I'm going to take forever to connect to the audio.
Oh, ho.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep. Loving life.
Wow.
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 Wow. Kitty. Kitty making an appearance.
No, kidding.
Are you recording, Fudge?
No, no. No, no. FCC.
I can't hear.
Jake Fromm can't beat the birds, though.
You know what? I don't want to hear it, dude. All right? The guys still look better than Mike Lennon. Because you know why? A half-retarded parasite is better than Mike Lennon, so.
Got to be able to beat the birds, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. Sure.
He's an birds? SEC. Sure. One of the SEC white quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I should be producing.
The a little smash mouth.
Yep.
SEC.
When are the bowl games, like the big bowl games?
This weekend.
This weekend?
Mm-hmm. Might actually watch. Michigan Bama is Friday.
Michigan's going to lose 175-0, right?
They play Georgia.
Ask Don Thomas.
Oh, Georgia. I'm sorry. You're right.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Is it SEC
Alabama gets
Big
the cupcake of playing Cincinnati.
Wow. Cincinnati. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Bowl game.
All right, should we start? Should we do it?
Yeah, do it.
All right, well, back by unpopular demand, and when I say it, I mean it. Nobody asked for more episodes. But here we are anyway. It's Shut Up Stein. I'm Stein, and I am joined, of course, by my host, Toast. How are we doing?
Feliz Navidad.
Wow. Wow. Love to see it.
I can speak Spanish now.
Wow, that's sick. And then, of course, we're joined by two longtime special guest correspondents, Jordan Robles and Anthony Fudgman Dioria, a.k.a. Fug, a.k.a. him, a.k.a. Front or Funt or Gunt, depending on who you're talking to. How are we doing?
I don't know which character I'm supposed to be right now, but they're all doing pretty good. Can't complain.
A lot of... Can't complain. Like the character from Split, just like a lot of different people fighting for attention in the old noodle.
Great play.
Sure.
Is that with Michael Keaton?
No, that's with James McAvoy.
No, this is the one where Michael Keaton plays a guy with like seven personalities.
But that,
I don't fucking know.
It's not a great movie.
It sounds like a terrible movie, but what's not a terrible production is the show that we do here. So let's fucking get into it. It's been a long time since we talked whips, and it's been a cold off season so far. And where we last left off, we had U Whiffs, which was very successful in many ways, and in many other ways left certain players and organizations left wanting. So I think I want to start with Multiplicity. There you go. That's the movie.
I knew I was right.
So I want to start by asking Fug, as the UWIFS, we'll say ambassador. That's a good word for it. As the UWIFS ambassador, tell me how your feelings, like, tell me your public feelings on how that event went.
Publicly or privately?
Privately. Pretend like JD's in the room but not listening.
Oh, great. Let me see. I mean, I feel like the event was went very well. I know that, like, on paper it went very well. I know there was some other questionable things, which I know we'll get into, but I think overall, from an outside standpoint, I think the event ran very well. You know, Friday night was fairly smooth. The Home Run Derby went off without a hitch. Perhaps we could have even slowed down a little bit, and maybe guys who showed up, I don't know if they even if they were, they weren't really late, but they were, we were already done, so they weren't given the opportunity to hit. So
we can we're gonna embarrass them anyways.
I know, that's fair. That's a very good point. Who else? This Saturday went off without a hitch. I mean, again, not many long games. You know, no one really. Yes, there's the waiting around, but again, I don't think it was anything crazy compared to like past tournaments. And I think Sunday went pretty good. The weather held off for the most part, except that we had to start an hour later because of the dew, which I think we all knew was a possibility anyway, that when we plan the event, we know that that could happen that time of the year. And then, yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, it went pretty good. Can't really complain from an administrative standpoint. There wasn't really any, like, logistical errors. There wasn't a huge holdup. There wasn't, like, some big issue that happened, you know. So from that standpoint, I thought it went pretty good.
Yeah, as opposed to, like, the Golden Stick event where there was a fucking hurricane, which...
Correct, there was no hurricane in New York. It was very good.
Yeah, I will say, you know, one thing I said, like, to Golden Stick's credit, the format was so well designed that when you had to cut the tournament in half, it still worked for the most part. Gotta, you know, reschedule the finals, but, you know, it's tough.
Yeah, I mean, basically, we ran the same event. We just, we got rid of some... I guess fluffer games that the event usually comes with, and kind of and removed the double elimination aspect of it, and made it a single elimination, which in turn actually gave some different teams some different chances because they're, you know, they only had to win one game, they can keep going or they'd be done. So I think it kind of, it actually worked to an advantage, and something we might even incorporate next year. This maybe removing the double elim aspect under lights and maybe allowing some more teams to play, but having it be more cutthroat, have it single elim style, which I thought provided some good energy, all things considered.
Wow, fluff this. One of the big things that got talked about is the hat, which I want to now direct my focus to. Have there been conversations about the hat, or are we just going to pretend like that didn't happen and get rid of it forever? Which I'm okay with, by the way, as long as we get rid of it.
You want me to comment on this, or you want somebody else to comment on
it? I don't know. Whoever feels equipped to discuss this situation.
I mean, look.
Yeah, Jordan. I'll say, listen, like, no tournament is going to be perfect. This is the second year they've ran the tournament, so obviously they're going to try new things. We added more teams. Was the hat good? I think everyone can agree the hat was not good. It didn't reflect your Saturday performance. You didn't have any control on your placement in the bracket Sunday. If you went 5-0 Saturday, you beat everybody 99-0, 10-0, the best way you could. That does not matter. You still don't have control in your position on the bracket for Sunday because we were all put in a hat, all the 4-0 teams. So I think everyone can agree that aspect was not the best. But bottom line, the best teams in the country were at that tournament. And that's something that has not happened in decades. We had the best teams in the country at that tournament for the second year in a row. We played in a minor league stadium. We had a sick Home Run Derby Friday night, I will say. I hope, though, that everyone did surveys. You know, people listened to the survey. One of the best things in the way you're going to improve on running tournaments is listening to feedback, listening to the players. And in MAW, the cooks are very receptive towards player feedback. So I hope that moving forward, we do what we can, not just this year, but every single year to improve the quality of the tournament. I'm sure next year we're going to fix something and there'll be another aspect that could be changed, could be tweaked. But if, you know, we improve every year and just learn from our mistakes, what more can you ask for? I think the situation we're in right now currently is fantastic. The game has not been in the position it's in now in years. So I think we just improve and keep coming out. Let's get the Jay Wiffle Japanese guys to UWF next season.
You know, and then get a little international stipend.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Have the best teams from legitimately all over the world. We have a true world championship and winner take all.
Fug.
Question. I was actually just looking up that before to respond to Jordan's comments about United Wiffle. I was actually just going to bring up the 2021 Porsche Tournament Survey. that you complained about because you think you're so good at making forms.
It's literally my job.
I know, great. You're right. So yeah, so the hat, it has come up in the meetings and we've discussed it. I think we all agree that perhaps it was not the appropriate setting for it. And I'm not going to divulge any more information because that's basically, you know, there's other stuff, people's opinions. So, but you know how we feel. We discussed it. I'm not going to say we didn't. I'll be honest with you. So I'm not defending it, but I actually almost like the idea of, like, in other tournaments, like maybe not this type of one, but in a different type of tournament, the hat pick is kind of a cool concept because it takes away that idea of, like, you know, whatever you do on Saturday matters. And because at the end of the day, you may get a matchup, you may get three matchups to allow you to go 3-0, 30-run differential. Whereas I still went 3-0, but I had three tougher opponents and I went, you know, plus +8. So I don't necessarily should be punished because I had a harder schedule. So in that sense, that the hat drawing kind of neutralizes that. But in terms of an NTT, I mean, you're there to play. And I 100% agree with you that your performance on the day has to, at some point, benefit you later in the tournament. In whatever way possible, whether it's a seed, whether it's your home or away, whatever it is, the effort on the field Saturday definitely has to impact you on Sunday. And it didn't, which, you know, is unfortunate. I think some people are going to look at the fact that, well, you know, it's a national championship and you're going to face these teams at some point. What does it matter when it is? And as much as I acknowledge that as a fair argument, you know, would you rather face the national championship, you know, defending champs in the round of 16 or in the finals? It's like, well, I'd rather face them in the finals because then I know I got to the finals. I knew what you want to run into them early, but then a team like the Lemonheads, they can knock off the suspects in that first round game. And it kind of changes the way the tournament goes. So I think it works both ways, but I definitely would like to know that my performance Saturday, he's like, all right, I know where I'm going to be in this bracket. And if I happen to get a crappy matchup, then I get a crappy matchup of a team that underperforms and happens to fall to my spot. That, right. You know what? That's going to happen, which that happens in the yard a lot.
Yeah. Oh, it happens all the time. You got to let that happen.
That you went 3-0 and you're plus whatever. Here's your spot. Boom. So you're there's not this like waiting around. Oh, am I going to be up or down? I know my spot. And you're kind of just waiting for your opponent. And again, it is what it is sometimes. But I think as a player, you would rather have that situation, have a team that underperformed and now you got to play them, unfortunately, versus that, well, now that you got randomly put next to each other.
All right. So Fug, question for you. As the most political whiffler in the world.
I don't understand. We'll continue. I'm not Danish, so continue.
I'm going to, this is your, here comes, no, I mean whiffle politics. You're a whiffle politician. So here comes your Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio moment. Will you commit to the people right now that there will be no hat round in next year's national championship tournament?
I will commit to that.
Wow. Okay. We got him on the record, folks.
I will commit to that. And I think, and I'll tell you why I'll commit to that, because the adjustments we're going to make in the format will not allow that to happen.
Okay.
The way the format will be adjusted, you can't, the hat pull doesn't play into it.
Right, adjust this.
It'll make no sense. Yeah, adjust. I'll give you something to adjust.
I
will give you some, you know, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, you have some spoilers that you want to drop for us.
No. I was just going to say, I think we all acknowledge how well the first year ran, and I think we all acknowledge what the common feedback was for this event, and I'm comfortable in assuring you that there will be some changes that will both reflect the original event in 2020 and also some modifications to some new things that I think people liked. They didn't necessarily like the way we did it. So we're going to make some adjustments and, you know, maybe Toast could show up to a meeting, you know, it'd be nice.
Violently shaking his head. No,
he's out there loading boxes at 2 in the morning.
Too late, man. Peak season.
Which is fine. I mean, you know, it is what it is. But I can assure you, there'll be some changes.
Okay. Well, I like to hear that. I think that like my biggest critique of it was not like any one specific thing, but like were all the changes necessary just to add 4 more teams? And I think that based on what you're telling me, we're saying, well, maybe not. It would be a shame to only allow 40 teams in after increasing to 44. But for me, in terms of like smoothness, I would rather see the 40 team design from 2 years ago. I don't know. but I didn't play in that one, so it's tough. It's tough for me to tell. I don't know, Toast. You played in both of those. What do you think?
I mean, it's not necessarily just like strictly because we wanted to add four new teams. Like that was a big component in it, but at the same time, you gotta collect some data, like what works, what doesn't work, any like clear signs of failures and some good stuff. So like you said, the 2 years, they weren't really that different to me, really. Mm. Competition wise, it's the best you're going to see anywhere.
Yeah.
The field, the venue is sick. I mean, the same people are going to be there. Maybe, I mean, I think we even had some more people this year than normal. Had spectators, had all that good stuff for FanFest. So there was definitely like some good takeaways from this year. But I mean, when it comes to the whole hat thing, that kind of like pulled everything down. But that, I mean, it is what it is. I talked with Tim Dean while we were there, and he like pulled me to the side, and he was like, you know, it sucks that it happened. And especially, I mean, it was kind of us and C4 that really got screwed, because they had to throw their ace early, and then we had to go ahead and play against a top tier team like that pretty early. But
yeah,
both of us know, like,
yeah, I mean, they went 2-1, you guys went 3-0, so I can see that matchup happening if the chips were to fall in that way. But the problem is that it wasn't because the chips fell that way.
The Whiskey Ducks were 1-2, and they made it to Sunday. So we went 3-0. We 10-run ruled every team we played. We didn't have a complete game. There's no way that we wouldn't draw a Whiskey Ducks team like that. There's no way that C4 would be that low, that they would be the absolute 16th team, whatever the lowest number is. That, I you know, I just got fired up hearing that a little bit. I just had to let that. With the Whiskey Ducks making it, I feel like we, you know, but I'm not, you know, me. So I say that, but then, like, I don't want to make excuses. You know, you got to win. You got to beat who's in front of you. We didn't. It is what it is.
Yeah. All right. So let's move forward now. Let's talk a little bit about 2022. A lot of big shit coming up for 2022. I'm very excited about it. I want to start with medium pitch, because I think that relates to more people. So, Fug, 2021 was one of the most successful seasons that Golden Stick has experienced since its inception in terms of player turnout and in terms of like lack of complaints. What's your position moving into 2022? Can we anticipate changes? Are things going to stay exactly the same? Are there wrinkles to be added? What are we looking at? Are we still doing the super qualifier, backyard qualifier? You know, and then the open has like two basic pools that come together, or are we doing something different?
Is Lou done? Lou done? Got a case of the done?
Well, I wasn't going to ask that, but
thanks. I mean, I think his lack of attendance this year makes him a good candidate for a case of the duns. But he's never done, you know, Lou, whether he's there or not, he's never done. So
I loved, can I just say, I loved when Lou wanted everyone to sing the national anthem. And like some guys were doing it, and like it's just like, I wish I had taken a video, because it's people like singing, like it's like 9 a.m. they're very tired, lethargic, and Lou's going louder, louder, louder.
Oh, he was having a moment, because it was the 20th anniversary.
He was fired, dude. So. No,
and he wasn't playing, he could just take pictures.
Yeah, there's no one on this earth who would ever question his passion.
Agreed. I mean, as far as 2022, I mean, I don't really see. I mean, obviously, you always want to make adjustments and get better, right? But I mean, we have a pretty good product right now. I think we had so many years where we weren't consistent with what we're doing. Now we're basically, you know, 3, 4, 5 years into this model, and it's like, everyone knows what to expect. When I, you know, when new people come in, it's very easy to explain. When other players are asked about it, it's very easy to explain. And I used to be one of the hardest things about Yard was all these intricate things. And I think we've narrowed it down pretty good. There's going to be some super qualifiers. We're trying to expand outside of Long Island a little bit, and maybe run an event in the Philly area, the New Jersey area. Again, it just depends on, you know, finding a field that works, you know, finding some dates. And, you know, I would say the biggest difference between us and Fast Pitch tournament type leagues or whatever is that, you know, when we run an event, we don't want to have to be like, all right, well, we only have 8 fields, so now we have to change the format. Well, we've been successful because we've been able to basically find a piece of land by us and make up to 16 fields. So that gives us the flexibility. We don't have to ever turn teams away. Basically, we can have up to 32 teams. and then be like, okay, great. Like, nothing changes about the event. No one has to wait extra time. There's still a perfect amount of fields. Whereas in fast pitch, which requires a bigger field, it, you know, you're naturally never going to have as many fields. So we're not just going to pick a place and be like, all right, well, now the format's going to suck because we have, you know, 40 teams and only 8 fields. So that's part of it. The backyard games, I think most people have agreed that is kind of, you know, they're not really there anymore. It's the same few teams would play it. They don't have the spirit was there, but no one really, you know, except for 4 or 5 teams on the mound, it didn't really take off. So definitely going to nix that, I think. And, but by doing that, that's why we're going to try to run these other super qualifier events, basically do the open style again, where it's like under the lights, sort of longer format, move to different areas to play, and have a preseason event, have a more legitimate all-star game. We're trying to run a charity event with the charity that we donated all those bats to, the John Thiessen Children's Foundation. So we're trying to run a charity tournament with them, which also could be a regular super qualifier, like kind of going on at the same time. So there's plenty of things in the works. The Open will be at the same location, Staten Island, for at least one more year. and then perhaps it will be talks about moving to a more, I don't know how to say this without being, it's going to come off rude, but like a more appropriate location in the sense that, you know, United Wiffle runs it at a nice, big, beautiful minor league stadium. Why can't we do the same thing? And, you know, as cool as UWIF looks at the minor league stadium with the 9 or 8 fields, I think it would look even sicker if there were like 25-yard fields. Inside of that, I think that would look pretty sick. So that's pretty much a quick state of the union for 2022.
So, like, I heard a leak earlier that the league's going to be sponsored by Scamwag this year.
You know what? I mean, he's doing a really good job promoting his idea. He's got a lot of people biting. And, you know, if you're a smart businessman, you listen to what he has to offer, right?
Buy Bitcoin from top.
Dave Paul Heaven would be a sick venue. Food. Yeah. Out in, I think it's Long Island, right?
Which place again?
Baseball Heaven, that like complex. That would be. I know MLW ran a tournament there.
Is that indoors?
Outdoors.
They have an indoor, I don't know what it's as well.
But yeah, they do.
Yeah, they're not that big, but it's just enough to have some stuff. We would use the outdoor facility. The only downside is, like you said, the turf.
Yeah.
You know, the turf is great and all, but then we have to really adjust the equipment we use for the event.
Yeah.
And, which is not an issue, you know. You know. Over time, more and more fields are probably going to be turfed anyway, right? So perhaps we should start really trying to, So I try putting stuff in the garage, like, hey, these are our 4 turf fields. You know that if we ever need to run a turf event, we have the materials there. So this will have been fire.
Fug, it used to be that there was a Golden Stick Cali region. It lasted for a few years, but it didn't really develop the support, like the infrastructure to maintain it. It fizzled in, I think, 2012 or 2013. Now that Golden Stick is officially a tournament circuit style league, are there any talks of a West Coast Super Qualifier?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a lot easier to be like, hey, you want to qualify for the Open, you don't need a league, you can play in this one Super Qualifier, i.e. a linked tournament, if I dare use the language, a linked tournament. So yeah, 100%. I know that, you know, when I was visiting Carlo a couple years ago, pre-COVID in Arizona, he lives in an area where there's a ton of
surprise. Arizona has some really nice fields.
They have the spring training facilities for the MLB teams as well there. So that could be something to look into. But yeah, I think trying to run an event instead of forming a consistent league in the West, in the Southeast, Texas, Midwest, all these other areas that we tried to have leagues, you know, there's no need to have a league. You just have one big tournament and be like, hey, this is a Golden Stick sanctioned yard tournament, and it qualifies you. If you win, you're in the top bracket. If you lose, okay, so you can still come to the Open, but you're now in the other wild card bracket. I think that would be great.
I think from an organization standpoint, from like a Tim Dean perspective or like a Peter Maccabee perspective, instead of having to sell them on run a region, it's run one tournament in association with our league using our rules. And, you know, maybe, I don't know what the finances look like in terms of Golden Stick, but maybe they get a small check cut to them for their services or something like that. I don't know what those numbers look like, but it's good incentive because it's hard to run a tournament, as I'm sure you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, the structure we have it. I mean, if you have eight teams and you charge a certain amount and your fields cost a certain amount, give out a certain amount of prize fund, you should easily be able to pocket a couple of dollars for your day. Agenda. I would say.
Sure. Well,
I think. Listen, Mock loves Wisp, right? So, and Tim Dean obviously runs all these events and is the commissioner of his parks department. So, those are two areas that
is
we
that
can
what he does?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. That's sick. Big wig. That's sick. Jordan, I have a question for you now. In 2021, you won your very first national championship. What are you going to be looking for as the type of tournament that you might consider worth attending as it pertains to a quote unquote national championship like caliber tournament? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you can see Toast, money obviously is my biggest motivator. If there's any cash on the line, I will be there. Just having the best teams, at least for me, if I know that there's going to be great competition, great teams from all over, like areas, teams that I haven't played, areas I haven't been to, I would love to go there. Any format, any style, I've played NWLA, played Yard, UF style. So money, a lot of teams, good venue too. You know, if it's in a good area, nice city, that always motivates people.
Vegas.
Yeah, I love Vegas.
There's a lot of one over there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of interesting stuff going on with Ranch Island right now behind the scenes. So that just should be fun. But
I bet.
Even in Michigan, like I played in one of the MLW tournaments in Boston 2 years ago. That was great. That was like fast pitch yellow bat unscuff. So playing in one of those, you know, anywhere.
MLW is doing a tournament on January 22nd in the Phoenix area in Arizona. It's going to be some people going out there for that one. Should be a really good time. Just to rep that.
We're getting in cahoots with the North kid and Kyle whenever they're in the U.S. about linking up and maybe doing like some kind of fast pitch like us against them kind of thing for like one of their videos and stuff. That would be like maybe we use their kind of equipment and they use our equipment and we do the two different styles for an inning.
You switch off every inning? That'd be fucking sick. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some kind of like little challenge thing with that because as you know, they're the media giants, you know, so any kind of exposure that can help us get out there, that's always, you know, welcome. And they like to compete too. I mean, they showed up to US and they left it out there, you know. They made a good showing. So, good squad. Good guys.
Here's something that I like to talk about that nobody else seems to like talking about. What are the odds and what is y'all's opinion on bringing back the like true blue, honest to God, ultimate Whiffler tournament? Anyone can take that.
I mean, what do you mean? You mean all fast pitch, all yard, or
I'm glad you asked.
A little bit of both?
I think I truly believe that the best way to organize it is what happened in 2011, where the pitcher chooses. Is it going to be fast pitch or is it going to be yard? I think that is the best way to determine who is the ultimate Whiffler, because that way you could have some of the all-time great yard players not need to gas it up to fast pitch, but still potentially need to hit fast pitch. And you can save on, you're going to hurt someone if you do an all fast pitch ultimate Whiffler. So I think giving the option is important. Is there clamor or conversation about it happening?
Sylvie wants to do it.
Yeah, Sylvie wants to do it. Great.
Play for $1,000 anytime.
I think there's plenty of guys that want to do it. I think that's the best way to do it is have it be pitcher's choice, because then even guys who can't throw fast, you know, they can hit fast and they would feel better about being able to throw knuckleballs all day instead of having to throw 100 miles an hour. So I would agree that's how it should be. And I do think that there's a collective fervor that if we announce something, you know, in the next couple of weeks, I think there will be a great, great following and people will be into it.
I have an idea for an ultimate Whiffler. Are you ready for it?
Sure. Wait, what do we say when it's time to set up Stein? What
I have a
what's my buzzer?
So here it is. It's very simple, okay? If you do it and you get a lot of people, you run two different pools. over the course of 3 weeks. Pool one plays on a given Sunday. Pool two plays on a different Sunday. And then you cut those pools down to a respectable number and they clash on the third week. And then that way you don't have to like worry about the number of fields or rushing short games. You have like, if you got like 100 guys, you do 50 of them one day, 50 of them the other day. You cut 50 to 10 in both of them. And then you do the final 20 on a third day. That's my pitch.
You have 100 guys.
Wow.
Right.
On the wheel over there.
I'm getting a notification that my internet is unstable.
Oof, so no, it sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Sounds terrible. Like a terrible, terrible idea.
All these people going to get together all these weekends and play.
It's just 3 weeks.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, boy. There we go.
Recording, stop. Recording in progress.
Now I'm on a different spot on the screen. Everything's great.
Fuck ISIS.
Fuck ISIS.
Wow. Wait, why is it a bad idea? You got to understand, the only one who's committing to 3 days are the guys running the event. Everyone else is committing to 2 days.
Yeah, but still, committing guys to 2 days is tough because, again, are they going to be back-to-back weekends? Is it going to be one event in March, one event in July, and then the finals in October?
That's what I would suggest. What are you going to do?
I think that would be your best bet because then you can have something that's not local in like the winter months somewhere for all your West Coast guys.
Well, and you schedule it. You don't go bum, 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 back to back to back. You do two of them on off week. Maybe you do the first one right as the season's starting, the second one right as it's getting going, and then the third one is after the Open.
Just come down to Savannah during the winter months, you know, hit River Street again.
Yeah. It's right a good time.
Good time. Right by
the
airport.
Pack it thrown up outside of a car again. And
mm-hmm. It was like,
yeah, well, even if you do one day, I love the one-on-one tournaments. I've only ever played in two of them and they were, you know, Maccabi tournaments. They were a ton of fun.
How did your last one turn out, Stan? Did you lose to a child in middle school?
No. It was a listen, Kevin Norris won his first championship when he was 19. A 19-year-old beat me. It happens.
Embarrassing.
Wow. Wait, did you just basically say that you lost to somebody with the caliber of Kevin Norris at 18?
No. I said I lost to somebody who was the same age as Norris when Norris won his first title.
I think you're trying to get us to think that the guy wasn't that bad.
Oh, that's exactly what that's exactly what I'm trying to do.
He probably played like twice in his life. He lost it.
Oh man!
They just started throwing a lot of pitches where they were exactly where he thought they would be.
He was like a really good bad ball hitter. Actually, I was very impressed.
So you faced Gerard. Just admit it.
Yeah. Gerard. Wait, let me tell you a story about Gerard at UWIS.
Hey, Gerard, I threw him fucking Morris at UWIS this year. So.
I threw Gerard 100 pitches directly down the center of the plate, and he swung and missed at all of them at UWIS. The only ball that he put into play was a pop up that he hit. That was like a perfect pitch, and he popped it up.
Yeah, pitch is too straight, not moving enough.
Yeah, right.
Pitch moves too much. Got to go straighter.
Yeah, I still got it, man. Yeah. Give him the
roses. Sure. Well, I mean, those are all the questions that I had. It looks like there's a sunny outlook for both Golden Stick and for UWIS. Obviously,
are you going to come play? Shut up. Are you going to come play MLW this year? Are you going to be a puss and not come ever?
Me?
Yeah.
Where's, MAW. I thought you said MLW.
MAW.
I believe that I am planning an East Coast trip in the summer. I'm going to try and hit both a Golden Stick and an MAW event during that trip.
Nice.
That's my plan.
Level down.
Well, I guess we'll have to start putting out our Golden Stick schedule because, we don't have one yet.
Yeah, I've said for years, January is the time. January is the time to put it out.
No kidding. Well, you know what? Unfortunately, again, we deal with a public municipality, so we can give our dates in tomorrow. We can give our dates in March, and we'll get the same response. So,
it's a very good point.
It's just as frustrating it is for the players not to know when the events are than it is for us because we'd like to make our schedule.
Sure.
But we're Sunday league, so lock that in.
Well, Stein, a free agent in Yard. Just saying.
Will you need your vaccine to play?
I got my booster today.
Gross. Who cares?
Congratulations. Do you feel overwhelmed with antibodies right now?
No, but every time I walk by the fridge, it like pulls me toward the door. It's really weird.
Interesting. Tell us, that's because he thinks that we believe that vaccines are magnetic. Sad.
I wore a mask like 3 times during this whole thing. Never got it once. Undefeated, never lost.
Well, no, it's because you don't live with people. You live in the sticks.
Jordan just recently beat the terrible plague of the century.
That just recently was victorious last week over the COVID-19 virus.
Wow.
It sucked. It did suck.
Not fun.
Terrible. Just sitting at home, getting to play Fortnite all day. A little bit of a scratchy throat. A little minor cold.
It was brutal.
I've got an email basically every day since Christmas Eve about 4 positive cases.
Wow.
So very close contacted. But your boy tests negative because your boy's a physical dog.
Oh,
so
God. Please don't say your boy like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is that what I sound like when I say it? I'm never saying it again. Oh, my God. Fug out here teaching me lessons.
So I wanted to also add on before about Golden State. We're also gonna continue to try to offer fast pitch as well.
Wow.
East Coast Wiffle will be back, and we're gonna try to. I don't think we're gonna do the league play format that we were gonna try to do last year. I just think it's just too difficult, and plenty of people want to play in MAW. But I think we're gonna run at least 2 events somewhere that are gonna kind of serve as UWIF tune-up events or maybe UWIF link tournament events.
Wow.
So Golden State is definitely going to be offering at least 1, hopefully 2 fast pitch.
I think you made a mistake there. I think you just gave away a little bit of that UWIF's hand that you might not have meant to. We're going to unpack
that. I disagree because we wanted to run one last year and we did. It just happened to be in October.
That's not what I'm talking about, but okay. I don't know anything. Well, now I know a little bit more based on what you told me. We're going to spend some time unpacking that in the next episode, perhaps, if we ever have another episode. But I do believe that we are out of time, which means we have to bring the show to an end. So, of course, thanks always to my lovely co-host, as well as our 2 special correspondent, Pug. What are you doing?
I'm just thanking God that this is over.
Thank you for joining.
We should have done a double fucking podcast. We should have done 2 hours. We just sit here and talk about the bullshit the last hour. What we need to do.
Maybe we get back together.
We can do that. I mean,
I have to go work out and get work done. I have to do both of those things. I've been putting them off all day. But
pasta.
You're gonna go do yoga. That's not a workout.
No, I'm hitting chest and triceps today.
Paint your fingernails. You're fucking ridiculous.
I did them just for you. I did these just for you for the show. Do you like them? I should have done them while on air.
I didn't realize romance playing in Utah this weekend. That's cool.
Wow. I went to Utah.
I might not even be playing with this next year. I'm gonna be married and have kids. So
wow.
You got time to settle down.
Football.
Yeah, it's football.
My dogs fans.
Dogs.
We're in the national championship. We got to do an episode right after that because I'm gonna get blackout drunk and scream expletives at everyone.
In.
Cuss everywhere.
In.
I'm available.
But we'll blow it. We always blow it.
Sure.
Well, all right.
That's it. That's the show. Peace.
Pull a robbery. Pride be the reason for the family dichotomy. Got uncles and some aunties that's too proud to give apology. Slowly realizing what the root of all my problems be. It got me feeling different when somebody said they proud of me. Pride is the devil. I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil.